Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB. And use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. So this week, guys, for your spiritual kickoff, we're going to be talking about health, specifically a lion's den. Now, I want you to picture that in your mind, what a lion's den is. Not a safe place, right? That a verse of the week that I want you to be thinking about, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Okay? So God's word is pretty clear right there. We cannot do this alone, period. You need strong lions around you to fight alongside of you as you create your own lion's den. Okay? When most people think of that lion's den, they really think of a dangerous place. You know what? They're right. Nobody should enter a lion's den. That's a place you go to die. And that's what we want to create. We want to create a place where Satan will not come in. And the attacks that he brings, your brothers in your lion's den, they're going to fight with you alongside, and you'll grow together. So it gives you a really masculine definition of what it looks like for believers. And you should apply this, that Proverbs 27:17, in your life every day. You need that friction. You need that friction from your den to stay sharp and to stay ready for battle. And, you know, that's no place where you just go lay around either. You know, a lion's den is not for sleeping, not for napping. You go to a lion's den because you want to get stronger. You need to be stronger. And an effective den should always be pressuring you to grow, to equip you for the next battle. Because the next battle, guys, is coming. You're either in it, you're coming out of it, or you're getting ready to go in one. So bottom line, it's one of those three. So the lion's den, that group of strong lions, they're going to help you be on your way to be able to have that strong mind to fight the fight that is out there. Okay, it's coming. Now for this week, what you can expect on Wednesday's episode, it's a big one, guys. We have Mr. Kyle Thompson from the Undaunted Life podcast. Now, I listen to Undaunted Life every week. So it's one of my go-to podcasts. Kyle's a phenomenal interviewer. He has a great skill set. And he built a devotional called How to Build a Godly and Manly Foxhole. Really cool stuff. Now, I actually taught this at the local church that I go to. This is wonderful material. And Kyle and I, what we do, we walk through the seven-part Bible study together. To kind of give you an overview, we talk about what makes a godly man, what makes a manly man, can you be both godly and manly? Then we get into some really neat around, was Jesus a manly man? Now, I want you to think about that. Was Jesus a manly man? Then we dig deep into, what is a foxhole? Do men need a foxhole? And how do you build and maintain your foxhole? So he really unpacks a ton of insight around this topic, around these different areas. You know, when we talked about, was Jesus a manly man? That made me think. You know, Kyle brought up some really good concepts. Like, you know, if you were to walk into a restaurant or a coffee shop and just walk up to any guy out there and say, name me two of the manliest men you think of. Most likely, Jesus is not going to make that list, right? And that's a problem. The Lord we serve, Jesus, was a manly man. I mean, he walked up and yelled at a dead guy, and he came awake, right? So, I mean, come on. That's a manly man. And Kyle really unpacks that. So, talking about traits that makes a godly man, what makes a manly man, you know, can you be both godly and manly? And I think what he does really well is thinking through what the church defines as a man and how the church really engages men and get them to where they want to come and to be part and to serve. So it's some really thought-provoking. And then the whole foxhole concept, it's a wonderful concept, right? I mean, it's straight out the military. And it is so much good insight into that. So, guys, this is a big episode on Wednesday. It's a long one. Get ready. It's a lot of great insight. And the question that I want you to think about this week, are you sharp enough to sharpen iron? Because you know what? You can't be dull to sharpen iron. It actually takes hard metal to sharpen a hard metal. So if you're going to be that person in another man's life, as Proverbs 27:17 tells us, if you're going to be as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another, you need to make sure your life is you're living it the way that God wants it. Are you walking the way God wants you to walk? Are you following his path? Or are you trying to do it on your own? Because if you're trying to do it on your own, you're not in alignment with what God wants. God, you're going to struggle. It's going to be pulling at you because you're not going to be going the way that God wants you to go. So you have to make a commitment to follow the Lord. And that means you're going to need some brothers out there that's going to help you. Now, if you're seeing a brother struggling, are you man enough to go talk to him about it? To be that point of friction? Because that brother may not know it. He may not exactly see where he's at, the mistake he's making. Now, you can do it in a graceful way. But you have to do it in a direct way. And that's what this world needs. More men that are going to take a position and stand for what they believe in and stand on the Word of God. That's what this is all about. So as iron sharpens iron, one person sharpens another, are you sharp enough to sharpen someone else? Okay? So come on. I need you to be thinking about that. Challenge yourself this week. You can do it. But you need to make sure that you're sharp yourself, okay? If you're liking the Lion Within Us, share it. Text it right now to 2 to 3 people. That really helps. Because if you keep this in your pocket and you don't talk about it to anyone, you're not helping your brothers around you grow. And you need brothers around you growing as men, growing in their walk, standing for what they believe in. You could be the example. You could be the start. All right, guys, go to the Lion Within .us to check out all our resources. We're growing. We're building. Guys, we want you to be a part of it. So go to thelionwithin.us and check that out. If you like what you're hearing, check that 5-star rating. Write a 1 or 2 sentence review. It makes all the difference in the world. It really helps those algorithms get the podcast to the brothers in Christ that we need to get it to. All right, guys, remember your verse this week, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Now, guys, go out this week and unleash the lion within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.